The following is a statement from Amber Faye Fox Kim, a current prisoner in Washington's Department of Corrections. COVID-19 update, April 9th, 2020. Last night, April 8th, 2020, there was a massive protest at MCC-MSU due to the DOC's failure to keep incarcerated people safe from COVID-19. We need people outside prison to keep pressure on the DOC. Don't let the people who stood up for their rights get swept under the rug. Support them in fighting their infractions and see if a lawsuit can be made out of it. It's only a matter of time till COVID-19 spreads to the other parts of the prison. Just takes one officer doing overtime in MSU, then more at WSR, TRU, or SOU to carry it from one place to another. According to King 5 News, the DOC's solution to hundreds of incarcerated people protesting was to give them McDonald's. As in, here, this will keep you safe from the virus, junk food. The DOC does not care about keeping people safe. They care about keeping people docile. Short-timers and people with compromised immune systems need out. Well, all of us need out, but one thing at a time, right? It needs to be mandatory that DOC staff wears masks. DOC staff that work infected units should not be allowed to then work posts in non-infected areas without a couple days off and a COVID-19 test. Incarcerated people need to be issued masks, gloves, and antibacterial wet wipes. Incarcerated people need to have our meals and other essentials delivered to the unit. The chow hall and other areas are a petri dish. When any virus hits the facility, it does not stop until enough incarcerated people get it to achieve herd immunity. That means 70% to 80% of us get sick. This is why we are so scared. There needs to be drastic changes to prevent this from happening, and that will not happen without massive support from people outside the prison.